BadgerCast number 20.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
Hello, welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie.
And that was Toby Keith's An American Soldier.
I think a song that I like very much because I think it's pretty much says everything about being an American soldier, man or woman. No matter what the politics are, they're there and they've protected us. And as we come off of last weekend being Memorial Day weekend, that's the song that means the most to me about Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, and we thank all the men and women who served and continue to serve and give us the freedoms we so cherish. So welcome to all of our new listeners and to our returning listeners. Welcome back. So how are you doing, Julie?
Well, we're
right
podcasting.
Now, how are you doing?
Right now, how are we doing? Well, we're podcasting on the fly because I have to work. You have trees to cut down, and I just got back from my bike ride and playing tennis, and I think I pulled a muscle.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There is no more spending money on health care in this household.
I know. I made that last payment for your hospital bill. I don't want to do it, so.
Isn't that Murphy's Law?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
But my friend, ice and Advil.
All right. Well, ice and Advil will soon be on the agenda. So what else is going on?
Oh, we've done lots of things. This is the last beginning of the last week of school, so we had a school picnic yesterday at the park, which was actually pretty decent time with parents and kids and teachers that showed up, and the women won the tug of war over the men, 2-1.
Oh, I missed that, didn't I?
Oh, you missed that. Yeah, the women just kind of dragged the men across the line.
Doesn't that happen usually?
I don't know about usually. It was a lot of fun. The kids had fun with the tug of war. They had tug of war for each of the different grade levels. The funniest one to watch, though, was the little 4 and 5 year olds playing tug of war.
I did see that. That was cool.
That was funny. What else have we done this week? You know, it's field trip season, so the field trips are.
Where did number one son go this week?
Number one son went to, I think they were outside of Whitewater. They went on a nature hike, and unfortunately for them, in the morning, they got rained upon.
Okay, but not very much.
It rained for about an hour.
About a half hour. At least what I saw out of my window in Whitewater was about a half hour.
Well, here in Eagle, 7 miles away, it was almost an hour. But, you know, they got a little wet. The rest of their day after they got done with their walk was they went to a place that I would love to go to. It's the Whitewater Aquatic Center, where they got to play around in the pool and all the different things that the Aquatic Center has.
Oh, cool. I know that they have, every once in a while, have offers to go there, but we never get the opportunity.
It doesn't fit in with the schedule. And then, you know, number three child has something coming up this week, and I've put in multiple hours at work the last several weeks. I think I've topped 40-hour weeks in the last 3 weeks. What else have we been doing here? I got a quick look at the past calendar. We've been busy. I've been out bike riding. I've been getting in at least 12 to 15-mile bike ride 3-4 times a week.
Awesome. I've been a slacker, but... But I have been walking the dogs, and I have been walking at work during my lunch hour. So I get, about maybe 3 miles in if I do both the dogs and the walk at work.
But that's good. That's how I started. Got to start somewhere. So what's next on your agenda here?
I didn't have a whole lot of things happen to me at work today or this week, other than I found about $40,000. That was kind of cool.
You didn't bring it home to us, though.
No, it wasn't my $40,000, however.
Is there a finder's fee?
No, there wasn't a finder's fee. It was just a job well done. I found an accounting error for about $40,000.
Maybe it'll translate into bonus money later.
I doubt it.
I can always wish.
So that was probably the most fascinating thing I did, and probably the most recognizable thing I did this week.
Well, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah. And then you went on Tuesday to...
I got to meet some people who were visiting, yes. The For Whatever Reason crew, Nanette and Tim, came up to spend their vacation in the Illinois area this past week, and I met them on Tuesday at the Jelly Belly Factory, and we had fun going through the Jelly Belly tour. The only thing I would say I would love to be able to do different on the tour is they don't let you get out and walk around. You have to take their little tram thing, and you can't take pictures during the tour, but you're welcome to take pictures after. Yet
what
they
do you take
never,
pictures of?
Well, hold on a sec. Yet they never give you an opportunity to walk back to take the pictures. They have, several artists over the years, have taken the multitude of jelly beans in all their colors, and they have made these mosaic pictures of different things.
Wow.
And they are really cool. There are some very, very cool ones out there. It would have been great to be able to send, take a picture and post them, but I wasn't able to.
Is it they didn't want you to take pictures because they sold, postcards of the mosaics in the gift shop?
I did not see postcards of those mosaics. I think it has to do with... You know, the normal guidelines of being in a factory and forklifts and, you know, pallets piled high and keeping with the...
And people not getting permission for their picture to be taken.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Anyway, you go on the tour and you get... Number one, it's a free tour. Number two, you get a free bag of... little bag of Jelly Bellies.
Oh, cool.
And then you get to go through the gift shop and discount store.
That's the best part of the tour for the tour provider.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I can tell you about the Miller tour.
I walked out of there with basically $30 worth of Jelly Bellies.
And
I have a new favorite.
What is that?
They have this mix, the chocolate ones. There's chocolate espresso, chocolate caramel, chocolate coconut. They're really, really good.
How come I knew it was chocolate?
Because I'm a self-professed chocoholic.
And then you also, didn't you buy some candies, Oh, right there. I'm looking straight at it. I think that may be our show art for how long it's left.
Yeah, and that's only a third of what I bought.
Oh, okay. Well, what is that?
What you're referring to is there were these sports aid type jelly bellies that are supposed to have little electrolytes and stuff in them. And one, you know, there's lime green ones.
Gatorade jelly beans a bit?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And then there were something orange, and I don't remember what the other one was, a berry or something. And then there was the assorted odds and ends of the sours, you know, the irregular ones, the ones that were doubled or tripled or too small or too big.
Okay.
And I have to say, it doesn't matter whether they're too small, too big, just right, whatever, they still taste great.
Ah, yes. Jelly Bellies are fun stuff. And where is the Jelly Belly factory?
It's located in Kenosha.
Kenosha. Barely. Did you hear that? Kenosha.
Off of 165, just like basically 165 and Highway 31, which is Green Bay Road.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
Mm-hmm. So
then what did you do?
Then we went to the infamous Brat Stop. And that's on Highway 50 and 94 for those who want to go.
In Kenosha.
And I hadn't been there in like 20 years, so they had remodeled.
Well, the reason they remodeled was in the late 80s, I believe.
Something like that. There was a fire.
There was a fire that pretty much destroyed it, and they rebuilt.
Yeah, and I had completely forgotten about that. But I went, and we shared a nice lunch. I had the Cajun bratwurst, which was awesome. Ooh, I like spicy food, and this was actually met my standards for spicy. I like really spicy. Most people buy spicy and say it's too spicy, and I will say it's too bland.
In other words, if you were in the wedding of that Taco Bell commercial with the volcano, your face would not have turned red?
Probably not.
Ah.
Yeah. So that was good, and I believe Tim had said that was the best brat he's ever had. He's been told, you know, coming up to Illinois and Wisconsin, you have to have a brat, and he wasn't so thrilled with what he had been served till the brat stopped.
Good brats. And cheese fries.
And cheese fries, yeah. We all shared of the cheese fries.
The goodness of the cheese fry.
And Tim and Annette, being the truly nice people that they are, would not let me pay. So I need to come up with something for them. And I have an idea in mind.
A nice Wisconsin gift package?
Possibly.
Ah.
And they also gave us a present, a visiting present. And I can't wait to use it. They gave me some roux base. They gave me some Cajun spice for, you know, sprinkling on stuff. And
nice.
They gave me some Cajun seasoning to make gumbo or jambalaya.
I love jambalaya.
So I have some work to do with that. We'll hear more about it later.
We'll get to some jambalaya in a little while.
Yeah. I think I'll save the next piece that happened for after you say, and we'll end with Friday night after you say what else went on with your week.
Oh, our neighbor, Ron, who I will probably be cutting down more trees with later on today, did me the favor of cutting down some really scrub trees that had kind of grown up in our yard. So he did that on, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday while I was at work. And I spent the good part of yesterday morning lugging the branches from our house to the compost pile in the village. So
good job for you.
Yeah.
Builds up muscle strength in that arm.
Yeah. Boy, was I tired.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good tired, though.
Yeah, it was a good tired. I was crashing by 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, yeah.
And then other things? Not
so much?
Nothing really going on. I think Friday was probably the highlight of my week, because we went down kind of almost in the spur of the moment. We went down.
It was very spur of the moment because, you know, I don't mind leaving the kids for a couple hours when we're
relatively close.
Within town area, within town, in the state, so to speak. But we went down to the, for whatever reason, meetup in Chicago, or I should say Arlington Heights on Friday. And I
had
a
great time.
We did. But I was like, I can't go an hour and a half away across state lines without a true babysitter. So
So luckily, we had our standby babysitter.
Well, our old babysitter who finished her first year of college this year.
Now, do you feel old or what? Because I remember when she first started babysitting for us, she was
13. Yeah. Anyway, it was great because she was home. She had just gotten home. We were the first people to get her. She hasn't found a job. So she watched the kids. We went down, had fun.
Does that mean she could do it again for us?
Possibly.
Ooh, very good. Very good.
So, and I think you'll hear more about the, for whatever reason, meetup on their show.
Yeah.
But we had a blast. The people that were there were Joe and Lisa from Cheap Date, Jen and Alan from DinkyCast, of course, Nanette and Tim, and then ourselves.
Yeah. And it was at a Irish barn restaurant that I can't remember.
Peggy Canane's.
Canane or something like
Peggy
that?
Peggy Canane's.
Okay.
K-I-N-N-A-N-E-S.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay. And then we ended our weekend with a sleepover last night.
Yes. The friends of the boys came over, and I grilled steaks on the grill the first time for the season.
Yes, we did.
Those are good.
And I actually had to get rid of steak, not from us, but both of the boys that came over said it was too spicy for them.
Okay. I don't know. It was great for me. I loved it.
Our kids didn't bat an eye. They loved it. All our kids ate it, plus had a little bit more. But they must not be used to the seasoned rubs, because I did a Cajun rub, and I did a peppery Chicago style type of rub, and they were awesome.
Awesome. Cool. And I know I ate mine with the salad. I kind of bypassed the baked potato, but I'll have it later.
I see a child who's walked up and who has patiently been waving her hand in the air here. Come on down to the side, Gracie.
You want to say hello?
Do you want to say hello? Come on over here. You got to talk right into the mic.
Got it.
What? I like bunnies.
You like bunnies? What does that have to do with what we were talking about?
Oh, the bunnies from the Jelly Bee. The jelly belly bunnies. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What do they taste like?
Chewy.
You need to come and talk into the mic. They're chewy. Chewy? What are they? Are they a flavor? They don't have any flavor.
They're
to
kind
them?
Of a white flavor. Yeah. Vanilla, maybe? You got to.
If you're going to talk, kids, you got to talk into a mic.
Hey, you got to come right up next to Mom.
So
hold on. Josh, what do the white bunnies taste like?
They taste like watermelon for green, strawberry for red,
violet for purple.
Violet for purple? I would go grape for purple, Gracie.
Grape for purple. Bubblegum for pink.
Oh, there's two types of pinks?
And yellow tastes like lemon.
Lemon, okay. And do you like them? Which Jelly Bellies are your favorite?
Definitely the bunnies.
Okay, we got two votes for the Jelly Belly bunnies.
All right.
Okay, say goodbye.
Bye. I like the steak and I eat all of it.
You like the steak too. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye, guys.
So why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And I have from Aerial Publicity this time, Mary Jennings and her song Umbrella. On the BadgerCast.
You have
publicity. That was Umbrella from Mary Jennings. And we're back.
Hi, this is Jennings, and you can find me on www.
We'll do that again.
You missed something there, didn't you?
Yeah, I like stopping the recording. All right. Well,
it brings us to what I'm reading.
All right. Well, actually, okay, go ahead.
And while I am still reading the Jim Butcher series, The Dresden Files, I've taken a break. I'm on book 5, I believe, of that series. But I took a break for your basic quick summer read. Carly Phillips has a new series out. I don't remember when the first one came out, but the second one in the series came out this week. It's called Lucky Streak, and it's the continuation of a book she has on called The Corwin Curse, where three related males are dealing with a curse of love or curse of not to be in love or something to that effect. Your basic summer beach read. Quick, fun.
Yeah, and I love the cover, huh?
The cover's very nice to look at. He has a nice body there.
Yeah.
Nice back and shoulders, huh?
You notice no back hair at all on there.
Doesn't matter. It's a nice back. Again, it's why they call it a summer beach read. Okay.
All right. So is that it for what you're reading?
Well, yeah, and you've already linked to the Dresden Files. And again, that's the wizard in Chicago and all the fairy, vampire, werewolf stuff that goes with that.
Okay.
And then that would bring us to the Wisconsin Fact. And I got to find a new site because I'm coming up, or I shouldn't say coming up, I'm seeing the same things again. But there's a basic fact here that I found on the site today that says that Wisconsin entered the Union on May 29th of 1848 as the 30th state. And I found that quite interesting that the anniversary of Wisconsin coming into the Union is pretty much around Memorial Day. They say it's the manufacturing became the state's chief economic activity following World War II, but at the start of the 1990s, Wisconsin remained the nation's leading dairy state and also major producer of corn. So do we have a little, contest going between Illinois and Wisconsin on the corn thing? I have to.
Oh, I'm sure we have our share of the corn fields, but
yeah,
but not as many as, or as flat.
I'll have to research that. They go on to say that Milwaukee and Madison, the capital, were the state's largest cities and among its many important industrial and commercial centers. The state is named for the Wisconsin River, the name of which is derived from the French version of an Ojibwa Indian term that may mean gathering of the waters or place of the beaver. Wisconsin's nickname, the Badger State, refers not to the badgers that live there, but to the miners who burrowed like badgers into the hillsides in search of lead in the 1820s. And you made a funny face when I said Ojibwa. Why?
Is it Ojibwa or
It's Ojibwa.
Ojibwa. Okay.
No, I don't care how it looks to you. It is spelled Ojibwa.
Oh, I was thinking of the place of the beavers, but
you can talk to Rod about that, okay?
All right, then that brings us to the Cheesehead Spotlight. And this one is about the media.
How do we get media out of the Cheesehead Spotlight?
Well, we are focusing on one of the things about Wisconsin that I like the most.
And that would be?
Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's actually kind of nice. I do like that.
It's one of the oldest public radio systems in the country and probably, all right, I'll be biased, one of the best.
That surprises me. I would think that out east somewhere would be the older.
Actually, WHA, which is the founding station of the Wisconsin Public Radio, was one of the first stations licensed in the 20s.
Wow.
And I think it was kind of a part of the, you know, experimenting of radio in the olden days.
Well, I can tell you my two favorites, especially when we're camping.
What's that?
Car talk,
yes.
And then there is What Do You Know?
What Do You Know? And
I'd have to add a third, and okay. I can't think of the name of it. Is it 10th Show Radio?
10th Show Radio.
Oh, I got that right.
I'm not sure if that one is in production anymore, but you hit on a couple of things that Wisconsin Public Radio does for the rest of the country. They produce at least at 1.5 shows. I'm not sure if all of those are in production anymore, but the first one you mentioned was Michael Feldman's What Do You Know?
And that's still in production.
That's still in production. It's a comedy quiz show, kind of structured on You Bet Your Life.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
And the next one is To the Best of Our Knowledge, which is a general academic kind of talk show.
I'll take your word. I've heard of it. I may have heard it once, yeah. But it's not on my radar screen with all the other stuff I'm doing.
The third one, which is in production, I heard, was Zorba Pastors on Your Health, which is...
That's a good show. I've listened to that one. I have a question.
Sure.
Any of these are podcasts or not?
They may be. Wisconsin Public Radio does have podcasts.
I know the other public radio thing I listen to, and I know it's a podcast, and that's how I listen to it and keep up with it, is Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah. And then the last two are Calling All Pets, which is
actually a national show. I thought that was just Milwaukee Madison.
No, that's a national show.
Wow.
Produced by Wisconsin Public Radio and syndicated to the other public radio stations.
She's not a bad speaker, too, when it comes to pet issues. You know what? Crystal, I'm just thinking about this. You might need to check that one out because she's had a lot of different cat stories on that show.
Okay. Yeah, and she's a behavioral pet psychologist, I guess you would call it, behavioral specialist. And people call in with their pet questions like, you know, my dog does stupid, crazy things. How do I fix him? You know, and then she'll give you, you know, an idea of what to do or what resources are out there. And then the last one is a music show called Tencho Radio, and it was produced out of Bayfield, which is way north on the Lake Superior
shores.
And that they brought in. At least that one would be, they bring in people to an old tent show revival. Record them in the summertime, out in the open, and then, you know, they play them throughout the year. But so it was a good, they had a lot of mix of good artists, particularly folk artists.
And that's what I like, because you got a very, very good variety, I thought, of the different things out there in folk music. Because folk music isn't all one type.
It's not all Pete Seeger, no.
No.
So... check out, Wisconsin Public Radio is online. They have three services. One is an ideas, they call the Ideas Network, which is talk shows and call-in shows. The second is the NPR Classical Music and News Service, and those would play the NPR shows, like Car Talk, and... also classical music, and they also have an HD stream of all classical music. And you can find Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org. So that's the Cheesehead Spotlight for today.
I actually like that one.
All right. So, voicemail?
We do?
Yeah, we got one.
Who could it be?
Who... could it be?
Hey guys, it's Crystal. Just wanted to phone and wish you a very happy 19th anniversary. I hope you guys out to enjoy it and wish you much love and happiness for many, many years to come. I have a question for you. You were talking about going to the circus, and up here in Canada, they have removed the animal element from the circus. So there are no animals, no lions, no tigers, no bears.
Oh my.
And... just curious if you still have animals in your circus in the United States. And Manager John, our show is just one big blooper. You are correct. I think everything that we say ends up, we don't cut much because it's already there. And Julie, so glad to hear that those angels were watching out for you that day when you were on your bike accident with the car. Glad you are okay long term and that you made it through that, what must have been a horrific experience with flying colors. Much love to you both. Again, happy anniversary, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Crystal. Gosh. All right.
You're having technical issues today, aren't you?
I'll cut that.
Yeah, she brings up a really good question.
What
the hell are we doing on our anniversary, which is 2 days
Tuesday?
Away?
I don't know.
Okay, you think about that one. I have the day off.
You have the day off.
Yeah.
I don't. I'll have so.
She also brought up a couple other things. When she talked about the angels were with me, They were. But if I get to plug something about bike safety, there's two things I would plug. Helmet at all, no matter what. Number two is, we plugged this through work during the National Night Out Day, which was last August, I believe. It's something called the Road ID. And you can find them at www.roadid.com. And they sell a variety of different ways to make sure that you have an ID on you when you're out running or biking or something where most people won't be carrying a wallet. So that if something does happen, that you can be identified. And this is kind of dear to my heart and to an old co-worker's heart, because her daughter, about 3 years ago, was biking around here, was hit by a car, and had no ID on her. And it took them many hours to figure out who she was and to track down her family. In the meantime, she was unconscious and flighted to the trauma center and had started what they needed to do to take care of her. And it was not a good thing, because it was very difficult to figure out who she was. So, you know, if people are out there and they're on their bikes or they're jogging or whatever, and you don't carry a wallet and you don't have your cell phone or something on you, you might want to check that out.
Yeah.
Because you can buy it to put on, like, your shoe and put on your shoelace, or you can buy it to put on as, like, a dog tag type thing, or you can buy it as a, like, a wristband type of thing.
Okay. Kind of like the medic alert type thing, but for people without any health issues?
Correct.
Okay. So, well, I'll have to think about the anniversary.
You will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to maybe go out for dinner or something. Something not so... Not
no
so...
comments from the peanut gallery if you're not in the conversation. Anyway.
All right.
And did she bring up... Oh, I thought she brought up
circuses.
Something else. Oh, circuses.
Of course we got animals in the circus.
We still have animals in the circus. And, you know, which one
and
of our children went
circus.
To the circus this year? Olivia, come on over here.
Tell us about the circus that you saw in
What
Madison.
Kind of animals did they have at the circus?
An elephant.
Anything else?
A dog.
Dogs?
Tigers.
Tigers? How many tigers?
I didn't count.
Did they do tricks? Yeah? They can't see you nod. It's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
Yes? What else did you see?
Clowns fighting.
The That's always fun.
Clowns.
The boxing clowns.
Boxing clowns.
Were they playing around with the dogs too?
No.
No.
They were just boxing.
Were they
each
doing
other.
Anything with the elephants?
No. They were boxing.
They were boxing. Okay. Any other animals at the circus?
They were stuffed animals.
Well, the stuffed animals don't count.
No. There was a clown doing a stuffed animal.
Oh, a clown doing stuffed animal tricks, huh? Okay. So we have it from a person who was there, like, 3 months ago, Crystal. There are still animals in our circuses.
I went on the 21st.
So I think that about wraps it up, because as I look here, dear, I got to get going and get to work.
All right. So till next time, this is Julie.
And Dale.
And? Oh, did I do that again?
Yes, you did.
All right. And we'll leave you with another song from Mary Jennings.
Okay.
And Aerial Publicity, and this one is called...
Well, while you're saying that, I'll have to say, have a good afternoon, everybody.
And it's
Bye.
Doorway, so see you next time. Bye.
Hi, this is Jennings, and you can find me on www.jennings-music.com. In the dark.
Light bulbs for? Some of them are... Make out your list and I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Make a list, check it twice, find out if you're naughty or nice.
You know it works now.
Yeah.
Let's get cracking on a podcast.
Really?
What?
All right.
Okay, I'm closing out of here.
Goodbye, you streamers. We're going to do a regular show now, so look for it in the feed eventually. Bye.
All right, what? Ooh.
It's a delay tactic while I search for things.
What's a delay tactic?
When I say all right.
All right. Are we 19?
20.
We're 20? Ooh, we're almost legal.
Yeah, hold on, let me. All right, say something so I can look at the.
Something.
All right. I think I figured out the echo thing. You hear echo now?
No.
All right.
We're also sitting next to each other, not.
Across from each other?
Yeah.
Okay. That. All right. Go ahead.